During the era of the reign of the ousted President Ben Ali, it was unthinkable to organize any events to condemn the Israeli injustice without confronting the authorities. In fact, the former regime preferred maintaining secret ties with Israel to openly supporting the Palestinian cause. The revolution has changed the situation, as the first International Congress for Palestinian Prisoners is organized on the Tunisian soil with the participation of the President of the Republic.
After the blessed revolution that got rid of the dictator and his agents who traded with the Palestinian cause, our people and the Muslim world are standing more than ever with the Palestinian prisoners who were the first to teach us lessons about the meaning of a revolution in their resistance to Israeli occupation.
Many politicians and representatives from Tunisian and foreign political parties have attended the International Congress to speak about the situation of Palestinian prisoners. The MPN member from the ruling party in Indonesia, Nur al-Hayat, said that her country does not have any relations with Israel because normalizing relations is a treason to Palestine.
Indonesia is very concerned with what's going on in Palestine, and we do not have any diplomatic relation with Israel up to now because we want to support the independence of Palestine.
The American journalist and peace activist Pam Bailey believes that Palestinian prisoners are resistance fighters who are jailed for defending their occupied land.
Some of them are being detained without charge or trial, or even if they are have been tried, it's really because they were resistance fighters. And under international law, you have a right to resist when you're occupied.
The revolution has liberated Tunisians who hope that the international wave of support for the Palestinian cause will end the human rights abuses and the injustice in Israeli jails and the occupied lands.
Experts say the first International Congress for Palestinian Prisoners heralds a new era of resistance to the occupation of Palestine, as politicians and human rights activists are now calling for the isolation of Israel. Adnan Shirishi, Press TV, Tunis.